News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. In a Diwali bonanza by the Narendra Modi government, the excise duty on petrol and diesel has been slashed by Rs. 5 and Rs. 10 respectively. The decision has come into effect from Thursday. In a statement, the Government of India also urged the states to reduce the VAT on petrol and diesel to further provide relief to the consumers. The decision comes as a huge relief to the consumers as fuel prices across the country had skyrocketed in the last few weeks following a global upsurge in crude oil prices. As of November 3, petrol price in Delhi stood at Rs. 110.04 per litre, while that of diesel was Rs. 98.42. In Mumbai, petrol cost Rs. 115.85 and diesel Rs. 106.62, according to the data on the Indian Oil Corporation's website. The government statement said reduction in excise duty on diesel will be double that of petrol and will come as a boost to the farmers during the upcoming Rabi season. It said that Indian farmers have, through their hard work, kept the economic growth momentum going even during the lockdown. India has expressed anguish over Pakistan NSA Moeed Yusuf's refusal to attend a conference on Afghanistan scheduled to be held in New Delhi on November 10, CNN News 18 has learned. Government sources say it was very unbecoming of the Pakistan NSA to decline the invite extended by NSA Ajit Dobhal through the media. Sources also said the choice of words calling India the spoiler is also indicative of the tough stand they have taken. NSA Yusuf could have declined the invite in an appropriate manner through diplomatic channels, but the fact that he chose to announce it like this is unfortunate and unbecoming, added the sources. Speaking to Pakistani media, Yusuf on Tuesday said, "I won't go. A spoiler cannot try to become a peacemaker." Yusuf was speaking to the media following a meeting with Uzbekistan's Secretary of Security Council, Lieutenant General Viktor Makhmudov, who was in Islamabad for the establishment of a joint security commission with Pakistan. He has also been invited to the NSA meet in New Delhi. The NSA-level dialogue on Afghanistan was the first of its kind conference that India is slated to hold to discuss the situation in its neighboring country after it was taken over by the Taliban in August. NSAs of China, Russia and Tajikistan, among others, have also been invited to the meet. The legendary Rahul Dravid on Wednesday was unanimously appointed as the head coach of the Indian men's cricket team. Dravid will take charge from the upcoming home series when India hosts New Zealand for 3 T20Is and 2 tests and will succeed Ravi Shastri to the role. The BCCI confirmed the appointment in a media release saying the Cricket Advisory Committee, comprising Sulakshana Nayak and R.P. Singh, took the decision to appoint former India captain Dravid as the head coach. Shastri's term will get over post the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2021, which is currently underway in the UAE. BCCI had invited applications for the said position on October 26. The board congratulates Mr. Shastri, former team director and head coach, Mr. B. Arun, bowling coach, Mr. R. Sridhar, fielding coach, and Mr. Vikram Rathore, batting coach, on a successful tenure, BCCI said in a statement. Under Shastri, the Indian cricket team adopted a bold and fearless approach and performed creditably both in home and away conditions. India climbed to the top position in the test format and made it to the final of the inaugural World Test Championship in England, it added. India became the first Asian team to win a test series in Australia in 2018-19 and followed it with another series win in 2020-21. India were also the first team to win all 5 T20Is in a bilateral series when it blanked New Zealand 5-0. Under Mr. Shastri and his team's guidance, India won all their 7 test series at home. Dravid said he's looking forward to the role and working with the players. It is an absolute honour to be appointed as the new head coach of the Indian cricket team, and I'm really looking forward to this role, Dravid said in a statement. Under Mr. Shastri, the team has done very well and I hope to work with the team to take this forward. He continued, having worked closely with most of the boys, either at NCA, under-19, and India is set up, I know they have the passion and desire to improve every day. There are some marquee multi-team events in the next 2 years, and I look forward to working with the players and the support staff to achieve our potential. An all-round show after back-to-back defeats has given a new lease of life to India's campaign in the ongoing ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2021 in UAE. India thrashed Afghanistan by 66 runs at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi for their first win of the Super 12 stage. Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul hammered half centuries and guided India to a towering 210-2 in a must-win match. In reply, Afghanistan managed 144-7 to suffer their second defeat in 4 matches. For India, Mohammad Shami, who got 3-32, and the returning Ravichandran Ashwin, who got 2-14, were the star performers with the ball. Jasprit Bumrah and Ravindra Jadeja chipped in with a wicket each. For Afghanistan, Kareem Jannat top scored with an unbeaten 42-22, while captain Mohammad Nabi made 35-32. With this win, India have opened their account in the points table of Group 2 with 2 points to their name and also improved their net run rate to 0.073. Earlier, Sharma 74 and Rahul 69 put on an opening partnership of 140 to lay the foundation for the tournament's highest total so far. Afghanistan had posted 190-4 in their opening win against Scotland. Sharma took 5 balls to get going with a boundary off skipper Mohammad Nabi and then tore into the bowling attack. India raced to 53 in the first 6 overs of power play to signal their intent in a competition where they need to win all 3 remaining matches to have any chances of making the semi-finals. Rohit reached his 50 with a boundary off fast bowler Naveen Ul Haq and then hit a 6 to bring up the 100 for the opening stand. Sharma, who had scores of 0 and 14 in India's 2 losses, smashed the bowlers all around the park for 8 fours and 3 sixes in his 47-ball knock before losing his wicket to Kareem Jannat. Rahul soon followed his partner to the dugout after being bowled by Gulbadan Naib on a slower yorker. Wicketkeeper batsmen Rishabh Pant and Hardik Pandya rode the momentum to smash the bowlers as they put on unbeaten partnership of 63. Pandya, who hit 35, the left-handed Pant, who made 27, hit 5 sixes between them in a total domination by the Indian batting. India will next face Scotland on Friday in Dubai. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.